on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
You almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone, to another sud segment where when we remember when you could tell autumn was on the way, when the days started to get a bit shorter, the leaves started to change, but now, you know, it's on the way when the freaking pumpkin beers have been out for a month. I can't believe I just said that. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is good old boy Kendall.
Hello, how are you?
Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, it was, I was trying to get COVID, but that didn't work, so I'm here.
Trying to get COVID. The lengths our co-hosts will go to avoid me.
It would have been maybe better than what we're about to do, but we'll see.
Optimistic.
At least he would have lost his sense of taste.
Right?
Oh.
I thought that happened a long time ago.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, good old boy Drew, what's shaking?
Soon to be my blood sugar level after I consume all of the small amounts of pumpkin and large amounts of sugar.
I'm
anticipating, yes. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Diabetic shock incoming.
Yes. Nice. Yes, yes. Good boy Dave, hello.
Wet dream tomato.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh?
That just happened.
Wow.
Wow.
That did just happen. Okay. Well, around this time of year, every year, we try to do a show featuring seasonal beers. Some years it's fest beers. Some years it's fresh hop beers.
Mm.
But this year... Well, good old boy Dave was in charge. So, good old boy Dave decided to extend his questionable decision-making just a little bit further than usual, in case it couldn't get any further than usual. So, we're drinking pumpkin beers this year. And I use the term pumpkin beer loosely, because I'm not certain some of these beers have pumpkin anywhere other than in the name or on the can.
And are they beer?
That's
right.
Yeah.
Well, we have a Cicerone here, so he can tell us.
Well, fair. Okay.
So,
good old boy Kendall, why don't you give us the awesome lineup for today?
Sure. The 15, and I said 15 pumpkin beers we'll be tasting and discussing.
Send help.
Today are from Shipyard in Portland, Maine. Pumpkinhead Wheat Ale with Pumpkin Spices. From Lexington Brewing and Distilling in Lexington, Kentucky, the Kentucky Pumpkin Barrel Ale. From our friends in St. Louis, Schlafly Brewing's Pumpkin Ale. From Lakewood, New York, we have three contenders. The Pumpkin Imperial Pumpkin Ale from Southern Tier, and also their caramel version of the Pumpkin Imperial Pumpkin Ale. And we also have the Warlock Imperial Pumpkin Stout. Looks a little bit different than the rest. I like that one. Let's see here. We've got Elysian Brewing's out of Seattle, the Night Owl Pumpkin Ale from Boston Beer and Boston, Mass. Sam Adams Jacko Pumpkin Ale from Frog Alley Brewing in Schenectady, New York.
Woo-hoo!
The Harvest Ale from Asheville, North Carolina's High Wire, the Spice Walla Pumpkin Latte 10W40 Imperial Stout. Wow. That's a lot of words.
That is.
From Akron, Ohio's Hoppin' Frog, the Frog Hollow Double Pumpkin Ale. In Newport, Oregon, we have Rogue Ale's Pumpkin Patch Ale brewed with roasted pumpkins. Fort Collin and Asheville's New Belgium Brewing, we have the Voodoo Ranger Atomic Pumpkin Spicy.
Is it from, the bomb?
From our hometown of Nashville, Tennessee, Fat Bottom's Jackie Pumpkin Ale. Longmont, California's Left Hand Brewing's Nitro Pumpkin Spice Latte Pumpkin Ale with spices and coffee. And wow.
Two lattes. That's,
yeah.
That's a lot. Latte. Lattes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, another fun fact for this episode is that we are covering coast to coast. We do have, you know, we're representing the East Coast and we're representing that West Coast too.
Because everyone everywhere makes bad decisions.
True. Very true. Okay. Good old boy Drew, why don't you hit us with the ratings for today?
We'll be discussing and rating these questionable pumpkin beers with the Suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1. That sucks. Give me anything but another pumpkin beer. Unfortunately, there's 14 more. 2. Was that a belch? Hard to tell with all the pumpkin spice in the air.
Ooh.
It's beginning to smell a lot like burping. 3. Ah, what a relief. It'll be another 4 years before that SOB Dave makes us do this again. We can hope.
Yes.
4. A body should really not make the sound of a ripe pumpkin when you thump it. Impressive. 5. Listen to that hang time. Give me some Malort to wash this taste out of my mouth.
What a palate cleanser.
Absolutely. I would rather drink Malort than pumpkin beers any day.
I almost bought a bottle of Malort the other day.
Oh, please. Let's do a Malort show.
Okay.
Wait, there's more than one?
Just drink it over and over?
But we could just drink it over and over.
We could put cicadas in some of it.
Just mix Malort into stuff.
Hey, there's a new book about Malort out.
Is there really?
From our friend Josh, I think it's Josh Knoll, the former Chicago Times, I think maybe Tribune writer.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. But
Tribune,
Tribune. But he's got a new book. I don't know if it's out or coming out, but it's going to be all about Malort, which I'm really excited to read.
Wow. Maybe that would help explain a lot.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay. Are we ready?
No.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Malort some more?
Well, explain the premise.
Okay. So we already know that there may be some pumpkins involved. We already know that there may be some lactose involved. And we already know that there's going to be some spices involved. So I thought it would be cool to do a blind tasting, because we already know what it is. So, and there may or may not be a curveball thrown in too, but I have the list and we are going to proceed from A to O. Okay, so let's get started with A, folks.
It's pretty. It's got a nice creamy head, golden brown.
Drew's afraid to touch it. You have to pick it up, Drew. You have to pick up the cup.
Oh, no. I already tried that one.
Okay. The color is, dare I say, maybe a little bit on the light side of things for pumpkin life.
Yeah. Kind of a low amber, deep gold.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's about all I can say about it.
The smell isn't
overpowering.
Obnoxious.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? I said smell.
Smell.
I know the smells, but the smell tells you what's coming, though.
Yeah.
Okay, but we know what's coming.
Well,
there's no way of getting around this.
On the note of what's coming, I've cheated and moved ahead a little bit.
Oh.
This one's great, Kendall.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't
like
it.
We have to stick with one at a time.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right, so Kendall, what is the primary thing you're tasting right now?
Just a lot of that pumpkin spice, overdone pumpkin spice. It's just overwhelming.
I was going to say bile, but
No, on the rough front of the palate, not the back.
Yeah. My gorge is rising.
Okay, so from a girly perspective on this, it's pleasant because it's smooth. Okay?
It is smooth. I'll give you that.
I mean,
It slides right in. It's going to slide right out.
It's not sickly sweet.
No,
it's not. No, it's not overly sweet at all.
No,
maybe I think some of the sweetness would maybe balance out some of that overwhelming spice.
Yeah, it is. It is really spicy, but it's it does have a decent amount of spice.
This is like somebody took a Miller Lite and put a spoonful of pumpkin spice blend in it and sort of stirred it up.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that there's no real pumpkin taste to it. You know, it's like when you get an apple pie and you're excited about tasting the apples in the apple pie, but instead you get the spices that go with the mm-hmm. apple pie, and then you're just sort of like let right. down. This is that. Yeah, this is that. And it's, yeah, and this, I don't know. As I taste it, the smoothness is kind of getting unsettling. Is that wrong?
Mm.
Oh, okay. What shall we rate?
Dude, I mean, we might as well just set the bar where it's at, right? I mean.
Yeah, okay. We are going to rate this a 1. And what this one happens to be is from Longmont, Colorado, and it is the Left Hand Pumpkin Spice Latte Nitro.
Do better, Left Hand.
Do better.
7%, yeah, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, 7% ABV pumpkin ale with spices and coffee.
There was coffee in that?
Allegedly.
I don't get it.
Whatever. You sure you didn't pick the wrong
one? The
letter?
Blondest of, like, blonde roast?
No, I didn't. And it says right on here, pumpkin ale with spices and coffee added.
You know what? That's...
It was across the table from
us. Isn't there a law about truth in advertising?
Yeah, the coffee is just overwhelmed by the spice, even if it's there. Ugh.
I mean, maybe they were trying to make a Starbucks-y... You know, version.
There's your problem right there.
Of a coffee. Right. I know. Yeah. I know.
Thank you, Seattle.
No, but do you...
Pick better role models.
You know what I mean? Longmont. Maybe because the way the can is, you know, with the little latte-looking thing.
Let's just move.
Okay, fine. All right, let's get on to B. It's
better looking.
Yeah, it smells... I like the smell of this.
Not bad. But okay. It's balanced.
So color-wise, this is like what I would expect out of a pumpkin ale.
Yeah.
Like this is almost more copper. The color. Yeah, more the color.
If the first one had been more like this one.
Really not much on aroma, though. Like I'm not getting hit with anything.
No.
Well, we'll return in just a minute with more.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today... We're kicking it into the new season, and we are doing a blind tasting of, well, a couple pumpkin beers.
Nothing says fall like 100 degrees outside.
When you look at the tray of beers in front of you, it's like the colors of fall.
It is.
It is.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Best time of year.
It is.
But then you start tasting them, and it gets ugly from there.
It gets ugly. Okay. Well, right before the break, we start. Oh, well, and let me do a brief. All these are blind. I mean, we know that they're all pumpkin ales, but I poured them out already. So you guys don't exactly know which one is which in case there are a closet pumpkin aficionado here at the table. Doubtful, but
I have an interesting pumpkin fact.
Yeah. What's the pumpkin fact?
Pumpkin comes from the Greek word pepon, which means large melon.
Large nut?
Melon. Okay.
Gigantic gourd.
You know what? You are getting that hearing aid for Christmas this year. It's time.
Oh, thanks. Okay. So before the break, we started B, which we can all agree is a little bit more of a normal color that we would expect.
I would say B for better than A.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely, right?
You know, I feel about pumpkin beers the way I feel about hazy IPAs. I hate most of them because they're not made very well. But this one is decent. I still don't know if I could drink a pint just because I don't generally like this much spiciness.
I'd get a small pour.
But if you are a pumpkin fan, this is a decent beer. It's very well balanced. The spice is there, but it's very subtle, and it works really well with everything else, and it still tastes like a beer.
Would you pair this with anything?
A spoonful of whipped cream?
Maybe. You know what? Maybe.
I mean, I'd eat it after Thanksgiving dinner with some cheesecake or something if I didn't want to eat pumpkin pie.
Absolutely.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but it's really like a niche field on what you can have with this beer.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Well, we are going to rate this one a 3. Shocking that we can raise 3 fingers for a pumpkin beer. Now, what's also going to be shocking is this one was in a bottle. And it is the Night Owl Pumpkin Ale from Elysian.
Really? Oh.
6.7% ABV.
Well done, Budweiser.
So, right?
You got one right.
Yeah. So it's brewed with pumpkin, roasted in raw pumpkin seeds, and spiced in conditioning with nutmeg, clove, cinnamon, ginger, and allspice.
Wow.
Interesting. This won gold at GABF in 2022.
I can believe
that. Not surprised. For what it is.
In the category.
Right. Yeah.
In the category, it's very well made and a fairly tasty beer.
If it was going up against that left-hand beer, it absolutely won gold.
Yep.
So. Well, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair. Okay. Got any more fun facts for us, good old boy Dave?
Pumpkins are like beer. They're about 90% water.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't think that they...
Aren't like, most things 90% water, though?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Look, some of these facts rocks. Are not necessarily fun, but they are facts.
Not rocks.
Wow. Okay.
Well, that's fair.
All right, moving on. Let's go to C.
There's always one in every group, Drew.
Yeah.
It's usually me.
Okay. I mean, C's same in that color of being...
Doesn't smell as good as B, but it...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some spice that's a little overwhelming.
This one's a little more aggressive.
It's got a little... fakey, chemically kind of spiciness to it. It's a little off.
It's almost sour. Like, and not in like a good, I intend this to be sour, but like in a sickly, like...
Like it's turnt.
And not up.
Yeah, it's just... I don't know.
This beer smells funky.
It's like they used the pumpkin spice extract, and we're picking up some of that.
It's actually probably a really good... You know, how many of these beers are using, you know, pumpkin flavoring from, you know, Dow Chemical Corp, you know, as opposed to
how many breweries went to the grocery store at the end of after Thanksgiving last year and bought all the pumpkin stuff that was about to get expired and saved it for this year to make their pumpkin beers.
Yeah, this one's. A little creamier than the previous one. And I'm wondering if overall I'm feeling like I need to have a crisper pumpkin to like make it tolerable, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the last one, it was a little, even though it had a sweetness to it, it finished cleaner and drier.
Yeah. And I think that's what made
crispy.
It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What it was. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And this is just... Yeah, there's some spice in here that's sort of just overwhelming everything.
Watered down pumpkin liqueur.
I'm almost wondering if it's maybe what the base beer on this is, too. Like, if there's something, like they just kind of slapped something together because they knew they were going to cover it up with pumpkins.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. What shall we rate this?
Yeah, it's better than the first one, but
I disagree. So two. Interesting. Now, this one is from Akron, Ohio.
There's no way. This should be 37% ABV then.
It's 8.4% ABV. It is Frog's Hollow Double Pumpkin Ale.
You know, it didn't even make my tongue go numb. I can't believe it's Hoppin' Frog.
There's a place just south they call Frog's Hollow, with cauldrons of fire and fall, and they only speak in whispers of the name. There's a brewery, they say, who has the secret of spices picked just right. With a crying shout, they'll knock it out and hand you this Frog's Delight.
If the taste of this beer is an indicator, I would say the Frog's Hollow is located just south of the frog's stomach.
I think Hop and Frog should stick with their classic dark beers and pumpkin up one of those. I think it might have turned out better because
they can make a good pumpkin stout.
They make great stouts, and a good pumpkin stout is what I kind of expected from them. So I think they should try one of those.
Do better. Do better.
Okay. Moving on. You got another fun fact?
Shake my hips just a little bit more.
Pumpkin fact. So in the U.S., they grow like 1.5 billion tons of pumpkins a year.
Oh.
And of that, like 800 tons or whatever are ripe and available in October.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. But like, what are you going to do with pumpkin the whole rest of the year? So where's that other 700 going?
Can it?
Maybe there's some crazy person that likes to have pumpkin all year round.
I eat pumpkin pie every
week. Or maybe there's people that want to practice their pumpkin pie to have it perfect for Thanksgiving. I don't know. Okay. Let's move on to D. And D is dark.
Oh, wait. G. What the hell?
It's...
Oh, wait. Where? What? Oh.
There you go, Dave.
I've been drinking the wrong beers this whole time. That would have been hilarious.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. I kind of like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Kinda. This has got a neat roast on it. Like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've got an idea which one I think this one is because there's only two dark beers in the flight. But
I know, and you're probably right.
But it's not bad. I honestly think pumpkin works better in a dark beer than it does these more caramelly
beers. I would agree with
you. And most everybody goes with the traditional pumpkin ale, but I think pumpkin stouts really can work.
All right, so wait. When you're saying pumpkin goes better with dark beers, do you mean pumpkin or pumpkin spice?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin, but also...
The meat.
Okay,
the
so both. I mean, both things.
But both, yeah. If you're going to spice one up, the flavors of a stout to me work more, you know, much better.
Because they can kind of carry it and balance it out.
Yeah, and it gives a little more balance. It's a little more interesting. That roast can balance it out. And if you don't overdo the pumpkin spice, it can be a nice flavor.
Yeah. I was trying to find a pumpkin, like a farmhouse ale or saison or something, because I thought that would be an interesting take to see. Like, if it was just pumpkin, the flesh of a pumpkin.
Yeah, you know. That's a great idea. You know? That'd be a fun one to brew.
Yeah. But, no.
So this one, I'm getting coffee.
Yeah.
I mean.
Mm-hmm.
My main gripe on this one is not the flavor. It's the, there's not a lot of body to it. It's just kind of, feels kind of.
Oh, really? Because I feel like it's kind of creamy.
I don't get that.
Oh?
I don't know.
It's a little creaminess, but it's not thick. There's
Not
that viscosity you get from a big Russian Imperial Stout.
Right, right. But this is, I mean, compared to what we've had up to this point, I like, as much as we liked the Elysian pumpkin ale, this one I think I like better because of it having that roast, like the coffee-ness. Which is making me think,
this one's not bad. There's more to it.
Yeah, so like roasting. Yeah, okay. So we're going to solid, 4.
Sure.
All right, let's go 4 with it. What? Now, Kendall, you want to take a stab at what you think this might be?
Yeah, I think that was the one from Highwire.
No.
Really?
Warlock.
Warlock.
That was Warlock. Yep. I don't remember Warlock having that much coffee in it.
Maybe it's just this particular year they were compensating. Like maybe they got a bad, or maybe a
Good.
Very robust pumpkin. Hmm. Yeah. So
but it was good. I've always enjoyed Warlock because of that dark stout with pumpkin thing. To me, it's one of the original pumpkin stouts.
Yeah. Well, okay. So for those of you that don't know, what we're talking about is Southern Tier Brewing Company's Warlock, which has been around for a while. Yep. It's 8%. 8.6%, sorry, ABV. Warlock is dark and mysterious. Flavors of pumpkin ale or pumpkin pie laced with coffee and dark chocolate melt together into something magical. And honestly, I think they're right in saying that. So pumpkin, dark roast, coffee is the way to go so far. Mm-hmm. I mean, in terms of the best. Okay.
I thought it was a Hop and Frog, to be 100%. Let's say with Kendall.
I thought it was more coffee. This tastes like something that Hop and Frog would do, you know, because with all the barrels that Hop and Frog has, why wouldn't they put a barrel,
It's a missed opportunity, yeah. Hop and Frog.
Well, okay. Or maybe it's just not what we found here.
Yeah, that's true. At the maybe time. They do have one. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Moving on. Let's go to E.
Random fun fact about pumpkins. They are grown on every continent except Antarctica.
Really?
Well, if they're 90% water, I bet Antarctica they'd be a heavy.
But I mean, what's the difference between the other? Like, aren't both poles cold?
Well, the Arctic doesn't really have land.
It's not. Yeah. It's mostly
the ice. The ice and
okay. Is there a little room we could try something? Wow. I'm being funny. Okay, what do we think of?
I don't think much of this.
Okay, well, this one,
yeah, not at
folks,
all.
Folks, is light on the spectrum.
It's,
I mean,
Bud Light light.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it really does. It tastes like a light beer version of a pumpkin ale with some weird fake pumpkin spice.
Some kind of vegetal,
going
on. And not in a good way.
Like you're drinking it out of a soup can.
Oh, this is very BPA. Vegetal. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like green beanie-ish.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you got a bad can that you just opened up. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's almost bordering on like yam.
I'm so angry.
Yeah, not. This is not very good.
I think if you have to put...
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the spices?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
So we should probably just go ahead and...
And get it out of the way.
I think we all know.
Okay, they're saying zero. They're giving me the zero, but we got to go with one. Yeah.
We could just pretend it didn't happen.
I'm trying to think which one this one...
Yeah, any ideas what this could be?
God.
Samuel Adams.
That's what I was thinking originally.
No, though.
But it's not high enough ABV to be Atomic Pumpkin.
No.
Fat Bottom?
Because it is very watery. No.
Oh, no.
Oh, is it? It's not Pumpkinhead, is it? From Shipyard?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's sad.
Honestly, that doesn't surprise me.
I thought they made pretty good beers.
I've never liked Pumpkinhead.
Mm. I mean, they've been making it for forever. You would figure it would be better, right?
Maybe people in Portland like it.
Stockholm syndrome.
But here's the thing, though. We've had... So our favorite one so far is the Warlock, which is dark roast. You know, not exactly like super, super high ABV, but decent ABV. The Pumpkinhead from Shipyard, which is... in Maine, is 4.5% ABV.
Wow, okay. That is low.
So, right. But what I'm wondering is, with it being so low ABV, and with it being this color, did they do a pumpkin lager? You know what I mean? As opposed to a pumpkin ale? And is that maybe what's throwing me off?
It says wheat ale.
Yeah, it's a right wheat beer.
Oh, wheat. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Well, I think that's part of the problem.
The wheat's so light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. Wheat's a weird flavor in a beer, so it does weird stuff. I don't think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's that. Okay.
That was E.
That was E. So, fun fact: there are over 45 different kinds of pumpkins.
Really?
Yeah. They must shipyard must have used like the, I don't know, the Dumpkin or something. I don't know, some kind of.
Okay. Wow. That's
a great pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this. Okay. So F is in along the same lines as the previous.
This is
it's
much
on the
better,
lighter side.
This is so much.